ואין סימן ריש עין ווב, דרמו סייף סייף סטלג. ומותר למחוס בין היהודי שבו להדליק נר, או להוסיף שמן. So here it says, that is mutam to be meicher, to tell a guy that he should not be madlik a ner or be meisiv shemen. And we will see, this is speaking about that a guy is coming and he's madlik a ner with his own shemen, and the Rama says it is mutter to be meichem. Now let us see the Mishnah Brura. Saif Siv Talad. Dalad. Umuta Visalke Daita Hamina Lahme Bozem. I would think that one is not permitted to be machma. Kidei Shiloila Daba Binyan Hadloke Klau. Now one should not speak about Hadloke. It's very unclear what the Chiddush is. The Levush says Pshat She'ein Boze Mishum Shvus. This is not considered a Shvus. Shrei'einai Mitzavaloi Lase Shum Dovo. He's not telling the guy to do something. He's telling him not to do anything. So that is the Chiddush of the Rama. Amira La'akum only applies when I tell a guy to do something. I tell a guy, don't do anything. So this Bechlau does not fall into the category of Amira La'akum. Now, limchais. Now, so a guy came. We will see what we're speaking about. A guy came, and he put on his madlik aner, his own ner. He did this on his own accord. No one told him anything. And before he's madlik, the he tells him, please don't do it. And the guy does it, finished. So let's see in Simkot Lamedvov, Omikivin de Micha boy, since he protested, he told them he shouldn't do it. Veheraloi de loinichalei sheyase bishabis bishviloi. He told him he does not want him to be madlik and there for him. Afilu im achakach osa hamaloche, even though afterwards he did the maloch, he did not listen to the yid. Choshuv ki ilu osa hamalocha litzolchoi. So he accomplished a lot. He told the guy, don't do it. When the guy goes and is madlik the nail, so it's considered the guy did it not for the yid. He did it, the yid told him not to do it. So he did it for himself. So if he did it for himself, so then the yid is allowed to derive benefit from that luck. And just like if the guy would take him, be madlik a ner for himself. So then the yid is allowed to derive benefit. So this is considered he did it for himself because the yid told them, don't be madlik. Vafilu. Im hoya aner shal Yisrael beveis Yisrael, And this halacha applies afilu the guy went and took the yid materials, he took the yid candles, and he was madlik the yid candle. So he's also allowed to use it. If he told them that he shouldn't be madlik. But it should not be a dreidel. That means the guy in the yid should know, and that's the seder. The yid says, don't do it. And the guy says, I'll do it. And then he doesn't say thank you, and he does it. And I couldn't talk. He comes every Shabbos to do this. So this does not help. This is, Boichen, that's what we say, Boichen Lebovois.
Yeah, I remember that two or three strikes are out. Won't you wait in
a while? No, we have to be a Boichen Lebovois. Does he mean it? And does the guy realize that he means it or not? Lahadlik, Davkik Shaner, Shalaini Yehudi. Then we said, it's permissible to be moiche. I don't have to be moiche either. Aval, shaner shal Yisrael, sarech limchez boig sheroye sheroyte lahadlik ner, eilohoysev shemen bishviloi, ochenal besiv koten yud alef. There, but if it's a ner shel Yisrael, so he's mechuyev to be moichev. Yeah, he's mechuyev to be moichev. This is not only that he's permitted, he's mechuyev to be moichev. See, hey, Baalzais Karais, in the cold countries, Mutter Leni Yudi Lasais Medura Bishvil Akanim, a guy is permitted to make, to heat up a room, to make a fire, Bishvil Akanim, this we had in Sif Aleph, that Solche Akanim, is permissible. Afilu Amir Lakum is mutter. So if Kintanim need the heat, they are cold. So the guy is permitted to make a medure. Mutarim hagdoilem lishamet. What? We mentioned there's a machloikis apoiskim. There's a few shittis. Others say, there are different shittas. Others say that the biggest school is two bar mitzvah, others say nine, others say seven. There's different shittas. Tell them. The Ksais HaShulchan says seven or eight. Another say nine, another say two bar mitzvah. What? No, it's cold. It's cold. I'll ask you. We'll see in a minute. So then the Gedolim, so since this was Hudlak Beheter, so then Gedolim are also permitted to derive benefit from it. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lasis Medurim, Uadin Lahasik Tano Beisachoyrev, to put on the furnace. Umatorim Agdoilim, Rosalim, Akivin, the Iker Nasa, Bishvil Akhtanim. So, and that is permissible. Avim Nasa, Bishvil Shneim, Biyachad, Roisik, Eshulchanoch, Lakama, Bissimin, Shin, Chov, Ei, Sivov, the Osso. That is when it's cold. Vafilu Bishvil Hagdolim Mutam Im Hakol Godol. If it is very cold, so then one is permitted to tell a goy to be madlik a madure for him. Shakel choylim eitel hakel. Everyone is adin choyle when it's very cold. V'loika oisam shenoigim hetel af al pi she'en hagoyl koyl godol b'yoyim ahu. Now others are meiko, it's not so cold, while we're saying vague descriptions, but I'll kaponim. But the Mechaber says as follows: if it's very cold, one is permitted to tell a goy to put on the heat. But if it is not very cold, then one is not permitted. Even though it is not so cold, we will later elaborate. Let us first see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok to Mishnah Berurah. Mutter, if it's very cold, writes a loyma, I feel a loyma beferish bishabis lahasik. One is permitted to tell a goy to make a fire in Shabbos. Godel, but it has to be very cold. The belav ochi ain derech hagdolem lihitstayer kol kach. It is not the derech of a godel to have so much tzar that it should be permissible to tell a goy. But if it's a ker godel, this is mutam. Shehakel cholem, because when it comes to cold, everyone has a din chole, and amira la'akum is mutam by a cholem, v'tzolche cholem. But Mikoma came, Lahasuk Acha Minche Bishabis, to tell a goy to make a fire after Minche, Sheyehele Moitsoi Shabbos, also. The Ika purposes for Moitsoi Shabbos, that means between Minche and Mairev, this man is not so long. Ma'acha de Kvar Nishamim Baboiker. The room was already heated up in the morning. Even though it cooled off during the day, it is not so cold that means if it was heated up in the morning and now it's chilly by Mincha time, so one cannot assume that it is cold enough to tell a guy. L'chein, chayovim limcha yisle niyudi yisle lahasek oid. We have to tell the guy he should not again kindle the flame. Adachat sayisa kechovim. Or mikol mokein, you can't give generalities. Hakol toli lefi hakol, lefi beis hachoyrev. I mean, we have to understand how cold it is and how good the furnace was and how much the room got heated up in the morning and what the matzav is now. We cannot say a generality that it's always also. Eitzel hakol, so hakol cholem eitzel hakol. V'tzorech lahochin miboid yoim habchomim shim izamonim b'shabbos of ne'ayne yudi. That means the guy is going to come Shabbos and he'll put the coals into the furnace. But so that the yid should prepare the coals erev Shabbos. Ki yosel Yisrael etalpon b'shabbos olachinam lefonav. The yid can't come and be metalpon the coals in Shabbos and give it to the guy. V'loika oisam, but now the Mechaber says, I was only matter by a kerr godel. The like I am not like those people who are knowing that they tell the guy to be madlik the furnace, av a pish ain't a kerr godel by yemeru. Umikoma came. Now, the Mikomba came ein limchais behem, but you have people who tell the guy when it's not so cold, they tell the guy to make the fire, so one shouldn't be moiche, the mutav shi yishogigim vayim vizidim. That means we have to know what kind of person this person is. If you're going to tell him and he won't listen to you, we're speaking about an Issa Darabonam. He's telling the guy to put on the furnace in Shabbos. And in reality, it is not cold enough that there should be a hetel. But he's cold. He won't listen to you. So if you know he won't listen to you, so one should not be meichem, because as a cloud, mutav shi yishogigim vayim mezidim. She'ein ha'ker godel, there are people who, they tell the guy every Shabbos to make the fire, even though it's not so cold. Va'al koponim yizohu shloy loymeloy b'shabbos lahasik o'lasis ha'medurim. These people who make up with the goy that whenever it's cold, they say when it's already 40 degrees in the house, you have to make sure to put on the furnace. They should not tell it to him in Shabbos. Ele yiktsavu imay bekablonis. They should make up bekablonis. Sheyasik loy kol yamois achayrev beis sheyiyekar. They should make up with the guy that every time, let's say it's 40 degrees, and let us just say that 40 degrees is not kol gadol, but these people, when it's 40 degrees, they want the guy to warm it up. So they should make kablonis with the guy. That means they're going to pay him each time he puts on the furnace when it's 40 degrees. Va'af imenu yudi yasik shena kergodo. Afshe da'adole kilo osa mi daitoi vein tzerich lotzeis mi beisei. Al kaponim, we have to understand, if the guy is doing a meloche, and I told him to do the meloche, I'm mechuyim to go out of my house. So halachically, to go out, it's even better to remain in the house than to go out. So to avoid this problem, so it'd be better to make up the kabbalonis, that the guy does it whenever he puts on the furnace.
That was
a hablo. What? No, the hablo is the mal. That he gives him the kabbalonis, he pays him the kabbalonis, and Moshe Kosser v'sif Aleph, Vayin Shabbat Mishabur v'sif Kotten Yud Gimel. So that means that like if you would tell him in Shabbos to do it, so then halachically he'd be mechuyev to go out of the house. But if he's doing it, adayte denamshei, so al koponim, he's not mechuyev to go out of the house. Now, let us try to elaborate on two inyonim. He brings down the oil at Sion. The shaila is, when is it cold? Very cold. When is it cold? Not so cold. So the oil at Sion says, if outside the water freezes, that means if it's 32 degrees outside, so such a coldness inside could bring lidei choili, and the mele, then it's mutter to tell a guy that he gives a shear. 32 degrees outside. What? We're talking about the Zeta of Tanim. If the old people are Cholim, so they're the Zeta of Cholim. But we're talking about if we have a Samazay person, that's what he wants to say. That's called very cold, and not called Cholim Eitzel Tzinim. Baruch HaShulchan says it's very difficult to give a guideline when it's cold, very cold, when it's not cold, so cold. So it's, to make it black and white, it's very difficult. Fine. Now, there's a Meiradike Kula from the Levush. The Levush says, Shekivin shehugelu ha'anoshim lechamein es atzmon. People are used to be in warmth. That means when it's coldish, they feel very uncomfortable. And this came about when they were mad. But that's how their lifestyle is like this. So these people are called mitzayer harbe, even though theoretically it shouldn't be like that. But since they are margul, they were margul themselves their whole lives to be in such a matter of wounds. So even though it's not so cold, it could be, it falls into the category of Koyel Harbe, this American cooler of the Levush. Levush wants to say this. So there's some sort of a cooler from the Levush. Now there's a American Machlokes HaPoskim, but it is very hot if one is permitted to tell a guy to put on an air conditioner. There's Oisrim and there's Matirim. The Minchas Yitzchak wants to be Matav. He is Mata Nishtel Su with two cheshbonos. He says, since nowadays most people are mugel, not to live in the heat, so he says, Tel Su this Levush, so it's called that they're Mitztayer Harbe through their regulus. That means before there were air conditioners, people lived and it was hot and dust and they existed. But nowadays, since people were margul themselves, so it's very difficult. But that's one nekude. Then the other nekude, he goes, which is a big machlokes, we'll see in a minute. He assumes there's a big machlokes what electricity is. To put on an air conditioner, if it's a nisr d'irais or nisr d'rabbono. Others hold, the chazanish holds, putting on electricity is a nisr d'irais of boine. It's called, you are building. That's the shitas chazanish. There are chulkim on the chazanish. So the minchas yitzhak seems to assume not like the Chazanish. So he says, so the whole thing is a darabono. To tell a goy is a shvus de shvus. A shvus de shvus b'mokim tzar is mutter. There is mitzayr, that's he is meiko. Leidor hinse Rav Moshe Netshuva is machma, he's not mato b'shumoifen. And Rabbi Yashim is also machma. And they seem to hold that they raised him. They hold to put on the air conditioners that they raised him. So Memela, it's same thing. I don't know how much of a grom it is. If you change the thirds, it doesn't
grow.
The air conditioner is going.
Higher. It's going higher. Taking away the stop.
Taking away the stop. So, I just learned today, it's not too close. With a guy could be, it would be mutter. With a guy could be, it would be mutter. And that could be. Okay, the... other so Moshe seems to hold them. That's too scary. That's too scary. Yeah. I don't know. This. They were talking about Muktzah over here. They were speaking about Muktzah. That one is Mutter by Eid. It's Mutter. It's Mutter. The Muktzah Begufo is Mutter. She's allowed to ask a guy. But a Shini by a Moloch is not Mutter. It's only also with the Rabban.
Well,
we're going to talk about it today. Today he brings down, he was later Chayzer. That was not so posh. This is what we're learning about today. Okay. Reish Ayin Zayin. Shalai Ligraim. What? That's what we're talking about. It's not so poshid. But it could be, this could be, if the air conditioner was going, and a guy comes in, I didn't tell the guy anything, and he made it higher, so this could be, I'm permitted to derive benefit. This is just like I had one nair, and the guy went and made another nair, so since I had already some coolness in the room, so could be he's permitted to derive benefit from this. Not if the guy did it by himself. To tell the guy, is not so poshut, but if the guy did it by himself, l'chayre, this should be like there was one nair, and the guy put on another nair for me, that I'm permitted to derive benefit from the yisrain of the second nair, since I had a nair already. Now let us just speak what the Mechaber is speaking about. We have a door to the outside. And there's brisk wind blowing outside. And I have a nail in front of the door. And when I open up the door, the wind is going to come in and extinguish the light. That could be expected. That means the nair is close enough to the outside that when the door opens up, the wind outside will extinguish the nair. That's the case we're speaking about. Now, nair shemunach achoyre hadeles, that means the deles is blocking the wind. Also, liftoyach adelas. One is not permitted to open up the door. Shemo yichabenu haruach. We'll talk about the shemo in a minute. But we're speaking about it is a psik reishem that the wind will blow out in there. So now let us just explain one yesod. There is a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Bitke Demayim, a Koyach Rishin of a Bitke Demayim, which means as follows. That means there was a dam on one side, which was blocking water. There was a person on the other side that was tied here. I took away the blockage, and the water shot in, and the first stream of water killed him. So I'm called a Ritzayah. Why Michael doesn't say it? I didn't do anything. They promoted that to them. No. That's considered the koyach, that means if there was something, there's water on the other side that could kill this person. The force of the water could kill this person. Now, the whole thing, that there's something that's blocking the water, and I take away the blockage, and because of that, the water goes through and kills this person, I'm called Aritzayah. This is considered my mindset. What the water did is considered Kilo, I did it. So the same thing over here. We have a wind blowing outside, which will blow out the nair. It will extinguish the nail. What is stopping the wind? The door. So I just opened the door and the wind came in and the wind extinguished the nail. So you shouldn't say, well, I didn't do anything, it's the wind that did it. No. But the koyach, this is called the koyach rishon. This is, that means the first blast of air, of wind, that came in through your opening the door is considered keilu. You did it. And you call them a habit. So that's why that's the first halachim. Ner shemunach acherei hadelos. Again, we have a candle that's burning behind the door.
Yes.
Also lifnoyach hadelos. Let's forget about the kedal koi. Shemo yichabenu haruach. Maybe the ruach will extinguish the nail. And let us stop here and learn the Mishnah Berurim. Nail, ben chilek boze, ben nail shel shemen, oy shave, v'chelev, it's irrelevant what the fuel of the nail is. The Iser is, he extinguished a flame in Shabbos, and that is also. Achoyri Adeles, it's behind the door. Kegoin Deles Sheniftachas Lifnim, the door opens up towards the inside. Umeyachareo, and behind this door, Lunach Babayis, Vidavke. Now we are speaking about this Iser is Shohu Neged Psichas Adeles Mamish. It's Mamish opposite the door. It's not on the side. It's opposite the opening of the door. Vikolayv El Adeles, and it's close to the door. When the door will open up, it will get extinguished by the wind that's blowing outside. Umashe kosav kidaltoi, also liftoi hadeles kidaltoi. It's irrelevant how he opens the door. Now, Philemi Peseach Adeles Benachas, Mikomokim, I'll open it up slowly, Mikomokim, Haruach Habomi Bachutz Menashe, however, he opens up the door, but now the Ruach comes in. Also, the chain sosmu kama choinim v'ayim bebir halochim. Now, let us see the second bir halochim. Shemo yichabenu. Now, the second bir halochim asks a very pertinent kasher. L'choy rekoshim. The amrina, we have a klau. In Melechi Shabbos, in all in Yonim, a dovo she'enoi miskaven is mutter. That means if I'm doing one thing, I have no intent that this other thing should occur, and it occurs, so it's considered I didn't do it. It occurred by itself. Unless it is a psikration, that means that this has to happen. That the action I did has to bring about that this thing should occur. Then it's considered like I'm a mechaven, The Muslims in case is a person will cut off the head of an animal and they'll say, I don't want it to die. I just want to play with the head. I don't want it to die. And chas v'sholem. So the sabzik reishiv l'yomus leaf, that is an impossibility. So we say cutting off the head is killing the behemoth because it's impossible to live without a head. So memele, so this lotion of Shema Yechabenu is very difficult. Shema Yechabenu. L'choy rekoshe, damrini b'gmore dukzik reishe. U'lekach also, but then that's why it's also, am she'ini mechavin l'chabois. Even though it doesn't have kavanah. So how can you say, maybe, if there's a maybe already, and there's a possibility that it won't burn it out, there's a wind that'll come in, maybe it'll burn it, blow it out, maybe it won't blow it out. So that's a dover, sheni miskaven and it's mutter. So the Mishibur is asking the Mordeke Kashi. So he says, Ulam lefima shepirisham amarsho, lehav v'psinkireshe, mamish rakol v'psinkireshe, Nisha Haloshin. So Lachaire, I think the Mishnah Berurah is saying it is not a 100% certainty. It's a 95% certainty. And Kogi, this is also midarabonam. This is not also minatayr. But midarabonam, if a 95% certainty, they gave it a halacha of obsecration. The Shulchan Aruch Rav's says a second teretz on this Shema, and he says, Amor Diki Yisod. He says, we're going to have, let's say, the winds. Sometimes it could be blowing, sometimes it won't be blowing, but it's a wind that could blow. One could expect that it should blow. He says like this, let's say, so when I open the door, the shaila is, well, it's going to take me 5 seconds to open the door. There's a suffix, if in these 5 seconds the wind is going to blow. If the wind will blow, it's going to extinguish the nail. There's no suffix on that. If the wind will, that means the strength of the wind, and the force of the wind is strong enough to extinguish the nail. If the wind won't blow, so won't blow. The Shema Yechabenu is not a sovik, is the wind bekoyach to extinguish the nail. If I don't know, sometimes it extinguishes, sometimes it doesn't extinguish it. That's called Adova Shaini Meskabel, and that is Mutab. The wind is diche bekoyach. Who says a wind will come? That means winds. Winds can come, but who says it will come? So he says this is called a suffix diaraisa. That means I'm playing with fire. That means a wind might come, and if it comes, it's going to extinguish the candles. If it comes, it'll just extinguish the candles. So it's a secretion. If it comes, it's going to extinguish the candle. And it's possible it can come. So that's called a sophic isodiaraita. But it's a secretion. That means the wind, if it will come, will extinguish the nail. The Shema Yechabenu means maybe the wind won't come. But it's also to open up the door because I have to realize maybe the wind will come, and if it will come, it will extinguish the nail. And it's a secretion. So that is the lesson of Shema Yechabenu. Can you?